Welcome to the Power of the Pivot, a podcast giving you daily marketing tips and strategies from both myself and scrappy entrepreneurs who have all learned by doing. I'm Susan Salzman, your host, and the truth is, building the life and business you want, desire, and deserve in your 50s doesn't have to suck. In these episodes, I will teach you the tips and tricks to managing and maintaining a life and a career you not only adore, but you're proud of. Nothing is off limits here. We talk about loss of identity and how that mentally and physically impacts us, how to relaunch after heartache and menopause, hardship, money, and what it takes to reinvent, reframe, and reimagine a life that once was. I always say the goal is in the vision, the system is in the roadmap. And without your systems in place, it's easy to get stuck, overwhelmed, and paralyzed. And because I don't want that for you, both myself and my guests are sharing personal stories, past failures, and present wisdom in order to amplify the conversation, inspire action, and move the needle. So get ready to dive in. I'm glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Power of the Pivot podcast. My name is Susan Salzman, and I'm excited to share with you a mini episode. This is intended to give you actionable tips and intel in 15 minutes or less so you can grab a takeaway and then apply it to both your life and your business. It's hard to build something new at any age, let alone women like us in our 50s and beyond. And because so much has changed since we started our career post-college, learning how to navigate all the tech, resources, and information can be very overwhelming. So I'm going to break down some stuff for you that might be both practical and easy to digest. Today, I want to talk about the what's next generation, which is basically you, me, and everyone else who might be listening today. There's been a theme lately in my weekly conversations, and they all seem to lead back to what is truly in your heart? What's my purpose? Is there more for me? What's next, if in fact anything? Do I have the energy to even keep going? All very valid, wouldn't you agree? Valid enough to keep you feeling stuck. And because I mainly speak to women who are in this stage of their life, where they are recalibrating and thinking about their mortality and their legacy, you are in a state of something I like to call life beyond ambition. Sadly, I didn't come up with that term. My friend Elise Bauer, founder of Simply Recipes, coined the phrase, and I've stolen it from her, with her permission, of course. Did you know that women our age fought wars? They empowered women, and they redefined the financial world. And now they're doing the same thing as they face life's new obstacles of getting physically older. However, they want to stay employed or transition to new careers rather than retire. Okay, you're probably asking, why does this matter? Because women like us, who's over 50, make up more than 20% of the on-demand companies. You know, the ones we subscribe to, like Hulu, Netflix, etc. And only 35% of this demographic, who are 75 or over, say they don't feel old. And many baby boomers have disposable income and savings, and they're looking for ways to keep doing what they want for as long as possible. And your family's wealth is managed by YOU. Yep, you control the household spending and are rewriting the narrative of aging. You are, my friend, the most underutilized talent out there. And I hear it over and over again, especially from women who made a decision to give up their careers and raise their families, which, by the way, Oprah says is the hardest and most important job on the planet, and it is. I hear them say, just this or that kind of thing. And when they say the word just, I cut them off right then and there. Get rid of the word just. Whether you are at a career crossroads, starting over due to life circumstances, empty nesting and looking for your purpose, or ready to monetize your mission, what you did prior matters. Even if that meant heading up the school fundraiser organizing and driving on the field trips, or started a board dedicated to raising funds and making your kids' football experience in high school a better one. These activities require a lot of managing, organizing, manipulating, and dealing with multiple personalities who all have different options and perspectives. The difference between you and those that are working 9 to 5 is the paycheck. Thus, why I say get rid of the word just. It doesn't make what you did any less valuable. And you still have a lot of gas in your tank. I know you do. You know you do. And let me tell you a little story as to why I know this. When I decided to pivot in 2008 from my 7-figure lifestyle brand, I felt defeated. And even though I knew it was the right decision, it was still very, very hard to let go. Although it took me years to figure out, what I was letting go of was my identity. My entire being was wrapped up in who that person was. So as a form of therapy, I circled back to a place of comfort and used food as a way to heal. You see, feeding others is my love language, and because of that, I was frequently asked to share my recipes. So I sat down and figured out how to start a blog. Back then, blogs were just starting to be discussed, and one of the only options was a platform called Blogspot. I got scrappy and figured it out. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't even user-friendly. But I had a place that I could send people to who wanted the recent brisket recipe that I shared at the multicultural feast or the gazpacho recipe I took to the beach picnic. It also fed my need to create and feel creative. I was able to use my skills, those that I often took for granted, photography, writing, cooking, meal planning, meal prepping, and networking, and morph it into a community that became pretty much my family. And I did that organically. That blog also morphed into syndicated opportunities with big newspapers across the country. I became the collaborators with people all over the world. I spoke on stages on how I did that and what I learned and so much more. That blog led me to help others who wanted to do what I was doing. And in turn, I started showing and teaching others how to identify their brand voice, teach what they knew, and monetize their mission. And nearly 15 years later, here I am. I'm still teaching what I know and doing it through many different revenue streams. One is personal and corporate consulting. Two is group coaching. Three is digital courses. And four are various ebooks and other digital products. Today's episode is all about tapping into that thing inside of you that deserves to be shared, taught, and ultimately monetized. I call our people, us Gen X's and the baby boomers, the what's next generation. You're smart, you're full of knowledge and wisdom, and are nowhere near retirement, and you want life beyond ambition. And the only thing you may want to retire from is possibly your career, maybe your marriage, and maybe even some of the friendships and relationships that no longer serve you. But retiring from your creative and intellectual path is not where you're at. And just a little side note here. I just returned from a pretty amazing girls trip where 26 of us went down to Mexico to celebrate the one goddess we all had in common. I knew about 5 people when I boarded that plane, and when I flew home a week later, I had 21 new BFFs. All of which are accomplished, wise, thoughtful, deep, and creative souls. But many of them were struggling with what's next, their purpose, their mission, and getting honest with what's truly in their heart. Many of them wanted something different, but they weren't quite sure what that difference was or what it looked like. So today I'm going to give you a few prompts on how you can tap into those hidden treasures inside of you that you can only share and teach and ultimately be monetized. Feel free to grab a piece of paper and take some notes, but by the time this airs, I will have a PDF to share with you. So here we go. Number 1, no limits. If there were absolutely no limits and you could do and be anything or anyone, what would that be and why? I ask you this because sometimes you deserve to simply dream the dream and avoid the self-talk in your head, and instead go directly to your heart and listen to what's speaking to you. Number 2, problem solving. When it comes to advice or solving a particular problem, what do your people always ask you for help with? For me, it was always a design question or where to get what. I often called myself a concierge because my people were always asking me where and how to organize a small space, what bed sheets to get in their price range, or who can they call to recover their sofa, but also food, recipes, cookbooks, restaurants, and more. Food led me here. Had I not tapped into what was in my heart, then started a food blog, learned digital marketing, and started helping others build their brand voice, I would not be here talking to you today. And finally, number three, woulda, coulda, shoulda. This is something my dad always said. He would always use it when he was looking back or thinking about some of those what ifs, basically regrets. Let's make a pact right here, right now. No regrets, ladies. Now is the prime time to do the thing. And there is one thing we have in our favor that our 20, 30, and even our 40-year-old self didn't have. We don't give a shit. We don't give a shit anymore what others think of us. We are unapologetically who we are and are more self-aware of our shortcomings as well as our strengths and our gifts. So let's start tapping into those gifts, understanding our weaknesses, and amplifying what's truly in our hearts and in our gut and in our soul. So the takeaway here is tap into your intuition. You already know what you need. Let's just take some action to get you there. Okay, I'm stepping down off of my soapbox now, and I'm going to take a breath. I'm passionate about this because I hear it over and over again. I've helped so many get to the other side of this, and their action and those results keep inspiring me to move forward. And confidence and connection go hand in hand. If you're ready to tap into your gut and start to move into your heart so you can spend the next phase of your life doing what lights your butt on fire and being the girl you've always dreamed of being, I can help you. There are so many ways to do it. As I mentioned previously, I have both a private and a group experience. I have digital products and assets, but today I have a free resource that will ask you some of the more intuitive and soulful questions that will help you start to see what's possible. If you DM me on Instagram, my handle is Susan_businessmentor, or email me, I'll send you a link to the PDF. It's 5 or 6 simple questions that will shift your mindset into thinking more creatively and abundantly. You know, it's never easy when you make the decision to leave behind what's comfortable, nor is it easy building something from scratch. It's messy and complicated, daunting and overwhelming. The downloadable PDF I'm offering to you today will start to help you go outside of your comfort zone. But for now, the best way to grab it again is to DM me on Instagram, shoot me an email, or you might even be able to leave a comment where you're listening to this episode. And I'll also put a link in the show notes. And as I mentioned, I have a community of amazingly creative women who are building beautiful things. They are curious and hungry to learn how they can be more impactful while increasing their income. It's a group that meets twice a month called Trailblazers. And if you want more info, just email me or DM me on Instagram. And some of the tools that I use inside that group is my What's Next Roadmap digital planner. I'll put a link to that in the show notes below. And maybe you just don't know what you want. My suggestion would be to book a mini consult. There's a lot we can uncover in a short amount of time. Check out the link below. And if you found value in this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment where you're listening to this or shoot me a DM on Instagram. As you could see, I like Instagram and I love DMs because I like to use the voice feature on DMs and get back to you and speak to you rather than type to you. So just know that. And always remember, the goal is in the vision. The system is in the roadmap. I'm all about helping women in their 50s rediscover who they are, as well as what they want, and helping them manifest their skills and talents into tangible results. If this resonates with you, I'm here every week sharing stories of past wisdom and current failures. Have a wonderful day and see you next week. Same time, same place. I hope this episode inspired, encouraged, and challenged you to possibly take action, but also know that whatever you might be going through, you're never alone. There truly is no greater joy than connecting with others who may be dealing with some of the same challenges and obstacles as you are. And on the heels of that, what better way to celebrate some of your wins and achievements than with those who are walking right beside you? This podcast and the community that I've been building is all about that. Women supporting other women to do and be exactly who they were always meant to be. And in my opinion, there's no better experience than community. It builds connection, confidence, and most importantly, trust. If you're seeking community, connection, and rich conversations, just know that there's always an available seat for you at my table. Feel free to reach out. There's lots of ways for us to hang out together. For now, remember, the goal is in the vision, the system is in the roadmap. And as always, it would be hugely appreciated if you subscribed, shared, and downloaded this episode. See you next week, same time, same place.